How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Contemporary gospel songwriter, singer, and producer Dion Kipping was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where he was exposed and drawn to music at a very young age. Kipping was still in high school when he began producing music and learning the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the music industry as part of a professional production team. He also found success as a gospel songwriter, penning the genre hits Praise Him in Advance for Marvin Sapp, Incredible God, Incredible Praise for James Harrison, and Youthful Praise, among others. He produced the album Real Life, Real Worship in 2006. After signing a deal with gospel and Christian label Verity Records, Kipping issued a solo outing, I Just Wanna Hear You, in 2012. It reached number 6 on Billboard's gospel charts. The 4-track Place Called Victory followed up in 2016. Nia Allen is a gospel artist and worship leader based in Dallas, Texas, who achieved commercial success in 2021 and 2022. Allen's rise in contemporary gospel began after releasing her EP, Here I Am, in 2012. She also led worship for C.C. Winans. Her performances at the Stellar Awards and appearances on TBN's Praise the Lord program further refined her worship style, propelling her in 2021 with her hit single, Wait, and her subsequent success with her single, I'm in Love. March is Women's History Month. The Gospel News remembers inventor Marjorie Stewart Joyner. She was among the first African-American women to receive a patent for her inventions. She was born in 1896 in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Marjorie Stewart moved to Chicago in 1912. 4 years later, she was the first African-American woman to graduate from an A.B. Moeller beauty school and went on to open her own salon. Joyner continued her cosmetology education, eventually and taking a class taught by her hair care mogul, Madam C.J. Walker. Walker employed thousands of Black women and had the largest African-American-owned company in the United States in 1917. Joyner was a teacher and eventually became the national supervisor for Madam Walker's beauty schools. While hooking, Joyner was inspired to use her pot roast rods and rollers, creating a device that applied multiple rods to the hair at once, greatly reducing the time needed to create curls and waves for women's hair. After experimenting with different setups, Joyner came up with her one-of-a-kind permanent wave machine. The object of the invention is the construction of a simple and efficient machine that would wave the hair for both white and Black women. Unaware that she should patent her invention, Joyner used her machine for years before submitting a petition and drawings on May 16, 1928. Not long after, Joyner secured a second patent for her scalp protector invention. The Gospel News would like to remember and send out prayers to the families of Isaiah D. Thomas. He passed away on January 27th of 2025. He was a pillar in the gospel music community. He wrote many songs, including I Will Bless the Lord, recorded by Byron Cage and many other gospel artists. Also, the family of Sister Angie Stone. She most recently collaborated with Damon Little on the song No Stressing. The family of Dr. Jeffrey P. Key, and also the family of Lamar Scales. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Don't Give Up from Ernest Pugh. 9, Yahweh from Jason Nelson and Melvin Crispell III. 8, Change Your Mind, Fred Hammond, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole. 7, Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. 6, Only One Way Home, Mississippi Mass Choir featuring Paul Porter. 5, Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. 4, Father in Heaven, B.B. Winans. 3, Lead Me On, Chandler Moore. Number 2, Without You, Javon Dewan and the Trap Stars featuring Zacardi Cortez. And our new number 1 song comes from Nia Allen and Jordan Armstrong. It's called Sunshine. Well, that's your top 10 songs, our salute to Women's History Month, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.